And we have a new public school superintendent, Amy Shane. Amy, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
And ready for another week.
We are. It's about wrapping up the first quarter of school already.
That's hard to believe.
It is hard to believe. And sure glad we've been able to be in school that whole quarter. That's a blessing.
Kind of want to keep it that way. I know
we sure
had a little uptick in some cases here in Holt County and in the North Central District Health Department area, but everybody just remember, keep washing your hands, wearing
face
masks.
Wash those hands, wear your mask.
Social distance,
yep,
all of that.
All those things. Let's keep the school year going the way it has so far. You mentioned earlier our girls' golf team was busy last week, Scott. They finished sixth out of 13 teams in the C3 district last Friday in Norfolk. This was senior Kita Fonseca's final round as an Eagle, so we want to congratulate her on her career. Congratulations also to Kaylin Goffenbaugh, who qualified for the state golf tournament by placing eighth. She and four other golfers shot a 96 on the day. She's taking part in the state tournament going on today and tomorrow in Columbus. Best of luck to Kaylin.
Should be a good day for golf, I think.
Should be, yeah, sounds like it. Low 70s. Not too windy, got that out of its system, that's a good thing. The O'Neill softball team ended their season on Friday after qualifying for the best of three district final against conference foe Guardian Angels. This would be the third and fourth times these two teams battled this year. Can be tough. Despite the final scores, the Lady Eagles did just that. They battled. The first game went to Guardian Angels 10-0, and the second game ended with a score of 16-2. But those two runs were real victories.
That's
first
right.
Times they'd
yes.
scored on them. So I don't think many teams have scored on them this year. So it'll be interesting to watch them at state. This young team never gave up, and they'll be back to battle again next year. Senior leaders playing their last games were Kelsey Osborne, Becky Hupp, Mackenzie Doty, and Caitlin Reiser. The Eagle cross-country teams competed in Mid-States Conference action at Boone Central last Thursday. The Lady Eagles finished sixth as a team. Freshman Ashley Dickaw led the team, bringing home the 12th place medal. The boys' team placed third, and leading the Eagles and medaling fifth was junior Brady Thompson. This Thursday, the Eagles will return to Albion to take part in the C3 district meet to try and qualify for the state meet in Kearney. The girls' race kicks off at 4:30 and the boys at 5:10. Feels like they've run a lot at Albion this year.
They have, yeah.
So they should know that course backwards
exactly.
and forwards, yeah. Our volleyball team had a slower week last week with no games until the Wisner tournament on Saturday. They went 2-1 on the day, defeating the second-seeded Why Not team in three exciting sets, 27-25, 21-25, and 25-19. They then took on Norfolk Catholic, where they fell 25-21, 25-21. In the final game of the day, they defeated Clarkson Lee in two sets to bring home third place. Those sets went 25-21 and 26-24. They'll have some great battles ahead of them this week as they host their final home game of the season tomorrow night against a tough Battle Creek team. Be good to get some folks in the gym and cheer those girls on.
And if you can't make it or if you're not feeling well, we'll have it on the radio.
Awesome. So. Fantastic. If you can't get up there or just aren't comfortable coming out, be sure and tune in. Should be a good game. They will then try and avenge Saturday's loss to Norfolk Catholic in a triangular that also includes not only the Knights, but Neely Oakdale. The Eagle football team traveled to Battle Creek on Friday night, where they fell by a score of 54-13. They'll host Wayne this Friday night in their final home game of the year. We've got parent-teacher conferences coming up, Scott. It's going to be different, as is everything this year. That's coming up next week. These conferences are going to take place via Zoom this year at both the elementary and junior senior high. We'll be sharing information with parents about how to sign up for conference times this week. They'll do that online. They'll go to a scheduler and they'll be able to see what time slots are available for their child's teacher. Report cards are going to be sent home through the mail to junior, senior high students and in students' backpacks at the elementary school so that parents can have those report cards in hand while they're conferencing with their child's teachers. So we will make sure that we are able to include our parents in conferences, even though it won't be face-to-face.
Sure. Okay.
The North Central District Health Department has come out with a new algorithm regarding COVID symptoms in our schools. Now that cold and flu season is on its way, students who have that fever of 100.4, a new cough, new symptoms of shortness of breath, or a new loss of taste or smell must be isolated at school until their parents can take them home and determine if they are experiencing COVID symptoms or if these are just our, you know, more of the run-of-the-mill. Earlier, we'd been checking for things such as runny noses, stomach upset, those things that can also be symptomatic with COVID but not as prevalent and are really symptomatic with our regular flu and our stomach flu. So it's going to get even trickier to determine what we've got going on. But we will do that, and we appreciate the help of NCDHD. Criteria for readmittance to school: if you have tested positive for students or if students have tested positive, are on our website. So check that out. We do have a school board meeting tonight, as you mentioned, 7:30 at Central Office, Scott. Everyone's welcome to attend, but please bring a mask with you. Yeah. So we're not able to social distance, so we'll all be wearing masks.
All right, Amy, have a great week, and good luck to Caitlin Goffenbaugh today and tomorrow at State Golf.
You betcha. Thanks so much, Scott.
Amy Shane, Superintendent of O'Neill Public School.